I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. As the store's owner, I want our clients treated with respect. I want our employees to have extensive product knowledge and be genuinely engaged with our clients. Our pricing is competitive, but our client attention is second to none. When considering a new car, consider Cherry Hill Volvo. Contact me directly. Relationships really do matter to us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very happy to welcome back to the show the United States Senator for the great state of Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey. Senator, good morning. It's been a while.
Good morning, Rich. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Now, I've got to ask you about a number of different things, but first off, I assume you watched the debate last night?
I did.
And thoughts?
It was ugly. Look, I just think it was way too aggressive, and the insults and the shouting and the talking over and all is missed an opportunity to have a more thoughtful and substantive discussion. And there's so many huge, ginormous differences between the policies that President Trump and Vice President Biden are planning, that it's a shame that didn't get a more thought. But it was hard to make sense of anything with all the simultaneous shouting going on.
The one good news is that they did get the Supreme Court out of the way early in the debate. That was the first question. And the president, I thought, had a good answer on, look, you know, my term is 4 years, not three years. Biden's point being the election's coming up. If voting's already started, I should get to say who the nominee is, although I'm not going to tell you who I would pick. I know you're supporting, I believe you're supporting, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I believe you're supporting the president's nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
So, you know, I always like to wait until I've actually had a chance to speak with a nominee and we go through the hearing process. But I can tell you everything I know about her, and it's a fair amount, is that she is a remarkably strong candidate. I was very pleased to support her candidacy to the circuit court. I can't imagine that I'm not going to support her for the Supreme Court, but I do want to let this process go out and have the interview that I customarily do.
It's annoying to me that there are Democrats who won't even meet with her. I think that's just rude.
Well, and it's absurd, right? I mean, let's look at it this way. For the Democrats, the hypocrisy is amazing. In 2016, there was a Democrat president, Barack Obama. He nominates Merrick Garland. And is there a single person alive who thinks that if the Democrats were in the majority, they wouldn't have confirmed Merrick Garland? Of course they would have. They were adamant about it. And now, okay, the tables have turned. It's a Republican in the White House, and it's a Republican-controlled Senate. And suddenly they think we should not confirm? It's patently ridiculous.
Senator Pat Toomey, let me also ask you, I mean, early on when the vacancy happened, you said the president should fill that vacancy. That was important to you. This argument that we have to wait until the election to decide, I mean, that's not ever something President Obama said. I mean, he was the one who nominated Merrick Garland.
Yeah, so here's the way I look at this, Rich. Throughout the course of American history, there have been a number of occasions, a pretty good number of times, when a vacancy on the Supreme Court has occurred in a presidential year. So this isn't the first time this has happened. So what's been the history of the country? The Constitution makes this a shared responsibility between the president and the Senate. Nobody gets on the Supreme Court without the support of both. And when the president and the Senate have been controlled by different parties, the history of the country has been that you wait until the American people have a chance to resolve that tension from the two different parties. And that's what we advocated for in 2016. That's what Joe Biden said should be the case in 1992. That is what Chuck Schumer said he would do in 2008. That is what we have done in American history. When the two are of the same party, the president and the Senate majority, then the history in the United States has been you confirm a vacancy, whether it occurs in a presidential election year or not. And that's exactly what the Democrats would have done in 2016 had they been in the majority, and that's what we're going to do now. I think this is not that complicated. The American people have not created a tension between the political orientation of the Senate majority and the presidency. There is still time in this presidency. I think we should go ahead and confirm, assuming that Amy Coney Barrett comes sailing through this process with flying colors like I think she will.
Agree, by the way. And one of the questions last night that Chris Wallace asked was, do you think there could be a situation where the Supreme Court could be deciding the election results, including Justice Barrett? And he brought up Pennsylvania, and he brought up the potential for chaos. And President Trump last night said, as there's a lot of problems in Philadelphia. Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Are you concerned about the election integrity in the state of Pennsylvania?
Well, I'm very concerned that the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, in a completely lawless decision, decided to take it upon themselves the responsibility that the Constitution assigns to the legislature, and that is to make the rules of the election. The law is very unambiguous. It says ballots are counted if they arrive by 8 o'clock on election day. And Pennsylvania Supreme Court came along and said, unless they come in any time over the next 3 days. They have no authority to do this. This is exactly the kind of judicial activism that some of us are so concerned about. Judges who think that they're super legislators, and if they don't like the law, they just rewrite the law. This is outrageous, and it does create some risks. Let's be honest. We've got a chance that after an apparent outcome on election night, ballots are going to start showing up, and the court has said they have to be counted. Well, there's, that's a dangerous dynamic, and I there's still time for the governor and the legislature to reach a new agreement that would, in my view, it should involve processing the mail-in ballots in time so that we have a result on election night, and it would ensure that there'd be no new ballots being counted that arrive after election night. I think that's important. Rich, there's one other thing that was really important I'd like to touch on this topic from last night. And one of the most important moments in the whole debate, in my view, was when Vice President Biden refused to answer the question, will you pack the Supreme Court? That was really unbelievable to me, because the idea of packing the Supreme Court, the idea that a majority party will come in, and if they don't like the fact that they had lost previous elections and the other party was able to nominate justices to vacancies, the idea that the response to that is not work on winning elections, but rather just expand the size of the court and load it up with your political operatives. We've been at 9 members of the court since the 1860s. And if we go down this road, then the courts just become an extension of the political elected branches of government. Lose their independence. We will lose our ability to have confidence in an impartial justice. It's an unbelievably bad idea to go down that road. And the fact that Joe Biden wouldn't disavow it last night should be very chilling.
Oh, you're 100% right, Senator Toomey. I mean, Booker wants a 15-member Supreme Court. He wants a mini Congress to get all the kooky things that he can't get through the actual Congress done. Go ahead.
And then what would the next Republican majority come in? They'll feel like, well, we better take it up to 21. After all, the Democrats went and, turned it their way. And then we're just going to iterate our way back and forth till we have, a couple of hundred justices on the Supreme Court. And it's just it's a matter of votes and the political, wherever the political winds are. That's exactly what the Supreme Court is not supposed to be about. It's a really terrible idea.
Senator Pat Toomey, don't be a stranger. Come back and talk to me some more. This is good.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.